Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell scores. Metkovich scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Dillinger moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger scores. Berardino moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-1 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Berardino moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-1 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards first. Judnick catches it and steps on first to double up Metkovich. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Heath reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fannin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Hegan moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hegan scores. Lemon scores. It's 5-4, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mitchell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino fields it and throws to Judnick, who tags Metkovich for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Nels Potter now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Judnick strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Les Moss. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Edwards trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemon scores. It's 7-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Nels Potter. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.